Welcome to the weekly Green, a KXCI mini-program on environmental topics from southern Arizona and the rest of the universe. Today we are joined by Dan Stormont, who's the Green Living Co-op Manager for WMG, the Watershed Management Group. Welcome, Dan.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Please tell me, what is the Watershed Management Group?
Watershed Management Group is a nonprofit organization here in Tucson focused on education and conservation efforts to try and help people make better use of our water. We also focus on policy issues. We do pretty much everything related to making us more water self-sustaining and not as dependent on external water, like water from Colorado, which we rely on very extensively now.
You're a citizens organization, grassroots.
We're a 501c3. We're a nonprofit that was organized by a couple of University of Arizona graduates, and they saw a need to try and conserve water here in Tucson because water is essential to everyone, but especially when you're in the desert, you really need the water. And so they founded a Watershed Management Group a little over a decade ago.
What kind of programs are you running to achieve that goal?
We have a number of things we do. It starts with our living lab tour where people can come and see our demonstration site. Our office is at Dodge, just north of Speedway, and we have an example of all of the practices that we implement. We also offer free rainwater harvesting rebate classes and gray water harvesting rebate classes for the city. Tucson Water does provide rebates to customers for implementing both rainwater systems and gray water systems, and we offer the free classes to do that. We also have more in-depth training, which there's a slight fee for, that we call our field studies courses. And in addition to that, we have a certification course where people who are interested in learning how to do this professionally can get certified.
Do you think the situation is improving?
The situation is improving. I think there's more awareness now about rainwater harvesting and how important it is to conserve our water for many people in this city, especially ones who weren't originally from the Southwest. They just felt that all I have to do is turn the spigot and water comes out, and what more do I need? And they didn't really think about where their water was coming from. I think there's a lot more awareness now, and people are taking actions in their own homes. Businesses are taking action. Schools are doing this, and they're teaching their students about the importance of water and rainwater harvesting. So, yeah, I think there's much more awareness now, and things are improving.
Where can people who are interested in doing more to conserve water go to find out more about it?
One of the things people can do is they can come and join us for our Homescape Harvest Tour. That's an annual tour that we have here in Tucson. It's become something of a tradition. It'll be happening October 28th from 10 to 3. And on the tour are a number of sites. This year there are going to be 22 residences, businesses, and schools that will be opening their doors. People can go to these locations and they can see how people are using rainwater to water native plants, how they're using gray water, which is reused laundry water, to water fruit trees, and how they're collecting solar energy, a number of sustainable practices that they can see actually implemented in a home setting. We also have several commercial sites. For example, Las Milpitas Community Garden is joining us this year. This will be the first year they've been on the tour. And we have the Nature Conservancy offices. And of course, there are some schools like Monzo Elementary. If you've never been to Monzo Elementary, you have to go. It's an amazing site. They grow their own food there. They have chickens. They have a desert tortoise. The kids do the tour. It's just an amazing spot to go to and see all of these practices actually implemented.
So people provide their own transportation from site to site.
It is a self-guided tour. You can see as many or as few of the locations on the tour as you'd like. There are 22 sites on the tour this year, from the Northwest Oral Valley down to Rita Ranch down in the Southeast. Most of the locations are in the center of town, but there are some up in the foothills and some farther south. For example, the Las Milpitas Community Farm is on the tour this year, which we're really excited about. We've been working with Community Food Bank to try and promote limited income programs and to get rainwater harvesting farther south than just 22nd Boulevard.
That would take a car, though.
You could get there on a bus, actually. The tour programs shows which bus serves each of the sites that do have bus service. There are about four of them that do not have bus service, but all the rest do.
How can people join the tour?
In order to do the tour, you just need to sign up at our website, which is watershedmg.org/HHT2017. They can register there. The cost would be $15 for a program if you're driving in a car, or $10 if you're biking or taking a bus or walking. because we're trying to encourage people to get out of their cars and get around and see the tour.
I guess you're using the proceeds to do more on water conservation.
Exactly. The proceeds go to the Green Living Co-op program, which is the program I'm the manager for. Our co-op program is neighbors helping neighbors. So people in the co-op go and volunteer at other people's homes implementing rainwater harvesting. And then once they've accumulated 16 hours, then they can host a workshop at their home and have volunteers come in to help them implement rainwater harvesting at their home.
What are some little things people can do right now without putting in all kinds of systems and pumps and solar panels to conserve water?
Well, I mean, really simple things, starting right in just how you use water. Just think about what you're doing every time you use the water. I like to visualize whenever I turn that tap that there's coal smoke coming out because most of our water is pumped by coal-fired power plants. So I just kind of visualize that every time I turn the water on and make sure I turn it off as quickly as I can. Another thing you can do, if you have a lot of high water use plants, consider replacing them with desert native plants. They're very easy to get. You can go to places like Desert Harvesters or Savanna Nurseries and get good quality local plants that don't use as much water. When you're brushing your teeth, turn the water off in between scrubbing the teeth and rinsing. Some other things, for example, at home, I do the bucket and chuck it method. If I'm rinsing off vegetables or fruit, I collect it in a bucket and then water some of my plants outside with it. When you turn the shower on in the morning, it's either too cold or too hot right away. So if you collect that water that's not the right temperature in a bucket, you can take it outside and drop it on your plants. It's really not very difficult to do. Another thing people can do when they're wanting to harvest rainwater is just go outside and when it's raining and look and see where the water is going. If you have a shovel and you have any ability at all, you can just dig a basin to get the water to go where you want it to go. And to collect there, of course, it can't let it sit more than 24 hours. So you got to make sure that it's going to drain quickly. Those are things anyone can do. Brad Lancaster in his book says start small. So that's a good way to start small. Just see where the water is going. If it's going somewhere you don't want it to go, make it go there and then let it infiltrate when it gets there.
The real bottleneck and simple water harvesting is the kitchen sink, because there is good water going down when you rinse your hands or wash an apple, and there's bad water going down when you put oil in there or meat remains, things like that. What solutions does Watershed Management Group propose to the kitchen sink?
Kitchen sink gray water is a difficult issue. There are ways to do it. There's something called a kitchen resource drain that you can install. That's not really simple because you are changing the plumbing, but a kitchen resource drain and essentially takes that gray water and it makes sure it doesn't reach the surface. So it's putting it down underneath the ground where it'll infiltrate and won't be in contact with kids and pets and things that could be a problem if that water's on the surface. So it's not a simple thing to do with the gray water.
It's called a diverter, right?
Kitchen resource drain is what they call it.
Watershed Management's 7th annual Homescape Harvest Tour, of which KXCI is one of the sponsors, is going to be on Saturday, October 28th from 10 a.m. till 3 p.m. And it starts at Watershed Management Group's Living Lab and Learning Center at Speedway and Dodge, 1137 Dodge Boulevard. Tour programs can be picked up from 9:30 a.m. on. The cost involved is $15 if you come by car and $10 if you come on foot, by bike or by bus. For more information, please go to Watershed Management Group's site at watershedmg.org. Please leave comments, suggestions and inquiries on the Weekly Green Facebook page or send us an email at theweeklygreen@kxei.org. This is Dan Lout for The Weekly Green. Thank you for listening.